Monday night before Tisha B'Av, Chodesh Habavus. I lived in Muncie. I was 11 Ralph Boulevard. 3 Ralph Boulevard was the Shenskovitcher. This Shenskovitcher Rav, that I was friendly with him for like 15 years, 18 years.
Amazing, amazing. And I dabbled by him for like 5 years. I lived next door.
He's a story like Chushim Ben Don. Because he had one child, his wife had a cesarean, a daughter, and in those days you had a cesarean, bingo, no more kids, that's it. And then she married this Hana Pasha Peshavar Rebbe.
It's a son of
yeah, some Rebbe. And he had how many kids with her?
Like 15, I think.
Yeah, and like...
He had Kananar before he died. I think he had like 75
vehicles. Yeah. Earring. And I'm saying he had one kid.
Right.
Page Sadek Aleph.
Good Polish.
Ba'ofen Oravi. Ba'ofen Oravi min ha'chreach shechivas ha'Torah. Number 4. The quality of using the Torah and its mitzvahs, meaning its Sivuyim, obedience, not going even beyond the mitzvah HaTorah, so to speak. So what's the fourth quality? You're going through 7 qualities. Ki min ha'yadua shechovas ha'mishmas al b'nei ha'odam behesem liyusronos ha'tovos aleihem. This is a tremendous yesod of the Chovas Halvavas. He says in a few places throughout the Sefer. It's eminently logical and it follows very rationally from his whole approach to Yiddishkeit. But it's still a chiddush, and people, I know, have trouble relating to it. And that is that if you feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed you with an extra tova, that you don't have parnosa issues, you don't have health issues, you don't have children issues, whatever, you look around and you feel blessed. You feel, you know, Baruch Hashem, I don't have... You feel special tova, then you have to pay back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a payback. If, you know, you say, okay, you know, you had a good year and you feel good, the economy's in shambles and you had a good year, I'm going to learn an extra 20 minutes a day. Whatever you feel you can do. You have to... And that's really, it's based on the Chovas Halvavos' whole approach to Avodas Hashem, which is based on Hakaras HaTov, and this is the payback. You feel humbled by Hashem, He gives you so much, what can I do for you? The more you get, the more you give. So that's what he says. Now, Uvachol Dor Mischat Shel Sibos La'anoshim Suyomim. And as you go through history, or as you go through life or through history, so different tovos are done to different people. Let's say we live in a door where we don't appreciate, where air travel is like nothing, cell phones are like nothing. So it's a very big tova, right? We can do things. We can do things that our grandparents, great grandparents, would not dream of. The biggest science fiction book, they would dream of it. And stop. You go through the people who are to live in Eretz Yisrael. Different things happen to different people that they have to. That you don't find with other people. Not everybody is zochet to this. Not everybody. Has whatever it is. You were born in a certain door, you were born to certain parents, you were born in a certain, and many times there's a special tova that exists through that, right? A woman has to give thanks, you know, she was born in a door that he wants you to appreciate. You were born when it was washing machines, when it were diapers, you know. I don't know what they did before they were diapers. I don't know how you toilet train a kid that has to go to the backyard and dig a hole. Like, so how do you toilet train him? Terry says, I guess you don't. So he's old enough to dig a hole. Not a joke. I asked my wife last night. I said, wait a second. Because one of my grandchildren are getting toilet trained in my house. guess they don't want to dirty up their house when they come over to my house. So, what? My kids remember the niggin that I sang for them every time they made in the potty. I made up a niggin, and my kids love the niggin, and they sing it to their kids. That's what you call Masora. Anyway, so I asked my wife, like I saw that, my guy. You know, I assumed my buy-in rover had to get toilet trained too, and then it hit me that without a toilet and without running water, and then she said, yeah, without a washing machine and without diapers, like, you can't even imagine what went on. That's why the Gemara in Brachas, that's why it is like five simonim in Shulchan Aruch about davening of St. Krishna with Tzoa around. Because they lived with Tzoa. Tzoa all around. And there was no running water, and everybody smelled like the 9 days most of the time. You know, that's why the whole perek full of... That's why they perfumed their house always. It was always mugmar, slumim. That's when it was always perfume in the house. Hargomos... So anyways, he says, Hashem gave Tovus a long in history. Hargomos liyachtam b'tovah meyes Hashem yizaleh. So they were singled out for Tova. Whatever the case may be, it'll happen that a person or people, even Klal Yisrael, everybody in the world has to be Oved Hashem, even a goy. The Jewish religion is not the Jewish religion. There's only one Hashem, and everybody has to serve Him for the same reason as the Chodesh Halvavos puts down, because they're alive. The Jewish people, in the Chodesh Halvavos' perspective, the reason the Jews have more achrayas and have more mitzvahs is because he's about to say, we got more titles from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He said, I am your God. Like, so we have to pay back. So we have more mitzvahs. And that's the payback for the extra tova that he gave. Anyway, the Yigdor Zer Mehem Tosefis Yichud B'mish Maslo Yisroman V'yishadim Bela Deshara Amim. More than other nations. Okay, what's he leading up to? He says, the Ein Derech Liyadiyas Dover Zer B'derech HaSeichel B'levad. If you just had Ha'orah Sichlis, you wouldn't know what to do. The Torah trains us. In other words, very, very interesting. If you're following it. In, when he was telling, giving the list of the superiority of Ha'orah Sichlis, so he said, L'mashal, you want to thank Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you're not limited to Pesach. In Ha'orah Torah is you're limited to the night of Pesach, and you're limited to a Kazayas Matzah, and you got to eat it before Chatzos. And in Ha'orah Sichlis, you can walk on the street tonight, now, and think about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and how great Hashem is, and how thankful we are that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Here, he's turning it around, in a sense. He's saying, if all that existed was Ha'orah Sichlis, so we wouldn't know what to do. When we had an extra tova, we wouldn't know how to express it. Thank you, Hashem. So I'll say thank you twice. Like we would be at a loss. The Torah trains us what to do. The Torah says, when you went out of Mitzrayim, so take that day that you went out, the anniversary of your going out, and remember it, and say a special Hallel then, and have a Seder, and thank Hashem. Sukkah, we make a day to commemorate that. It's the Torah, he says, in Ha'orah Toranis, the Torah is training us how to go beyond the bare minimum of Avodas Hashem and to serve Hashem more when we get more Tova. If you think about it, I could like this. I could say, just to give an example of what he's talking about. I could say now, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri Yoetz. And, you know, what's wrong? I thanked Hashem. I was Mahalal Hashem. Hashem is Baruch Pri Yoetz. He certainly is. So I think and I focus and I say, Baruch, ha, ha. Hashem, you're Gevaldig, you're Baruch Pri Yoetz. But that's no good, right? So that's it's only when I eat the apple, I make the bracha. So the Chacham Talmudus would say, and this is what he says in this paragraph, this is the Torah training us that when we get more Tova, we give more thanks. I don't stop thank Hashem for being Borei Pri Yoetz. When I get the Tova of eating a fruit, then I do more. I am then Mahalal Hashem for being Borei Pri Yoetz. And B'chaina B'chaina, he says every yomtiv, and the Torah is training us that when Hashem did something special for us, or beyond, or extra, so then we do more. And that's in the Torah. He says, in Aseichel, we wouldn't know what to do. We would be at a loss. The whole existence of the Jewish people, again, this is very Chovas Haldovistic. This is his perspective on life, on the Bria. The existence of the Jewish people that have a special relationship to Hashem is because Hashem did special tovos for us. He said, we're his nation. He was miyached us. There was more love shown to us. Hashem was metapel with us more, so to speak. And therefore, that sets up a system where we serve him. We are greater servants of Hashem. We have to do more. We have to be more of his... We have to be more nechnat to him. We have to do more to show our appreciation. That's why we have more mitzvahs. We don't have to mention, you know, Hashem, he built the Beis HaMikdash, he took and gave us Eretz Yisrael, all these things he gave to us. Nachmas Persuma Mupashitusa. Lefikach Yichirosono Hashem Yisala Bibaladesh or Amin, Bimishma'a Shechiyevosono Baderech Todolo. This is the Chodin, although this is view of the mitzvahs of Torah, this is how we give thanks to Hashem. So he gave us extra mitzvahs over the Goyim as teaching us and training us how to do more for him as he has done more to us. Also, and then he turns around and says, if we do it, he gives us schar, so we thank Hashem by serving him, and then he turns around and he gives us schar for thanking him for his giving tova to us. So it's a win-win situation. Like, you can't lose if you follow the rules. It's like you're thanking someone for saying thank you. Chozer lo yisbor kiyum b'Torah. This becomes clear. This relationship, this idea of the more tova, the more thanks, is embedded in the Torah. Moshe Amorah Kozol, Atem Rizom Asher Asisi LeMitzrayim. It doesn't say that in the Pasuk. Asisi B'Mitzrayim, no? Yeah, but Chumash doesn't say LeMitzrayim. Is this a misprint? Okay, it's a misprint. Temri Shem Asher Asisi B'Mitzrayim. V'asah Eschem Al... Is there a Chumash Yichum Shittar around? No. Bless us, Ram Al Khan, for Nishar and Bobby Eskame Loy.
I think it's Limits Ram.
Yeah? Kaka Limits Ram.
I go by book.
What?
I think it says Limits Ram. Temri Shem Asher Sisi Limits Ram.
You would test Dalit.
Shkayat. Okay. I have to call the kids from my cheder. Atem Re'isim Jerusalem Limits Royim. Okay, it says Taka Limits Royim. So Hashem punished the Mitzrayim. Atem Re'isim Jerusalem Limits Royim. But Esau Eschem Al Kanfin Esharim. But the Eschem Elai. So the Pasuk extols, look what I did for you. Look what I did for you. This is how Hashem sets it up. The Atem Shmot Neshmu B'Koli. Shmatim Es Brizidi. Shmuli Skula B'Kol Amim. Hili Chal Haaretz. Atem Tiuli Mamlech Eskonim B'Vay Kodosh. So that's the Torah. The Torah sets up this equation of the more good, the more thing, something that with our seichel, we wouldn't know, like, if I'm already thanking Hashem, it does me more, like, what should I do more? So the Torah sets up and teaches us how to be greater servants of Hashem as he bestows more good on us. Okay, we'll stop here.